Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Ron of FreeWillFilmWorks.com and joined by Saeed of AmericanFocus.com. And tonight, are you there, Saeed?
Yeah, I'm here, Ron.
Okay. Tonight we're going to talk about the Trump witch hunt and the disaster that is looming just before us. If what I predict happens in November, America is doomed. Do you want to start off with anything, Saeed?
Yes, basically, you know, the first time that, President Donald Trump took office, the entire liberal media, I mean, Ron, have pointed this out, and even Trump referred to it as the fake news, because it is fake news, has been constantly badgering, constantly putting out lies and deliberate misinformation and propaganda, denouncing Trump as a bigot, as a racist, as a megalomaniac, a tax evader, and whatnot. Basically, the propaganda has been relentless. And the main reason why they put out all these lies is specifically because they don't like Trump. Trump was a legitimate leader of this country, unlike most presidents of the United States Corporation who will be essentially bought and paid for hiring. Because of that, the media, of course, was relentless against him, putting out the lies, trying to get him out of office. And during his second term, when he was trying to run again, obviously there was massive election cheating that was going on. Mail-in ballots proved that there was massive election cheating going on. Me and Ron mentioned this time and again. The poll stations were commandeered by the DNC, and other people have reported this, like Alex Jones and other patriots have reported the fact that the election was stolen against Trump because, again, the establishment, the media, they don't like, and the liberals, they don't like Donald Trump, and they don't want a legitimate leader leading America. They want a puppet leader who can do basically the bidding of the powers that be, the bankers, the secret societies and what have you, to basically follow their agenda and destroy the United States. And that's exactly what they want to destroy, you know, through globalization, through massive illegal immigration, et cetera. And Trump, obviously, his was against the globalist agenda. He wanted to build a wall separating the United States and Mexico from all the illegal immigrants coming into the United States. So obviously, you know, from the very beginning, from the very get-go, Trump was blacklisted by the NWO. And now, to add insult to injury, now they have harassed Donald Trump once again with Mar-a-Lago, with these fake phony allegations that Trump is involved in these all sorts of sordid affairs, even secret documents supposedly linking him to nuclear warfare, et cetera. It's all part of this relentless effort to silence Donald Trump because obviously, you know, and me and Ron were talking about this in private, Hillary, who is the mastermind of most of this, along with the Rockefeller family, who she's closely connected with, they are obviously harassing Trump and anybody related with Trump because they want to make sure they can steal the election. Because obviously, Joe Biden is a blithering idiot, and he's proven time and again that he's a blithering idiot. Even when he goes in front of a camera, people even liberals notice the fact the man is not taking charge. He's not really running the country. He is in a vegetative state. He's being pumped up by numerous drugs and other medication. to keep him alive, but the man is just a front piece for the real power behind him. And obviously, you know, it comes the next election, they definitely do not want him leading the Democratic Party, but at the same time, they certainly don't want Trump to come back and run again. And Trump has mentioned before that he would indeed run again for the presidency of the United States, take back his rightful role as the president of the United States.
Yeah, now let me give everyone a brief review of what's been going on. In 2016, Donald Trump ran against the witch from hell, Hillary Rodham. She paid the companies that control the computerized voting machines in 10 states to rig the election so she could win. She did not get all 10 states. She only got about 5. And the reason why is they did not put in a algorithm to swap enough votes from Trump to give to her. And she lost big time because their own private polls were inaccurate. Now, when she realized that she couldn't steal the 2016 election, she went absolutely crazy. For the next 4 years, she plotted how to keep Trump, President Trump, from winning re-election. And her gang of criminals came up with a late mail-in ballot scam. Now, she still paid the companies that run the voting machines hundreds of millions of Federal Reserve notes to swap votes. But she knew that her private polls, the public polls, were inaccurate, and she came up with a scam to guarantee her puppet, China Joe Biden, would win. And that was with the late mail-in ballots. Now, we know for 100% guaranteed fact that millions of votes were counted that were illegal. What Clinton and her gang did was they had the ballots printed in red China, filled out in red China, millions of them, flown into America, put on trucks, and driven to the counting houses in the 7 swing states. And it's on video. There's video of it. You can just go on the internet and look it up, of Chinese nationals walking in with box loads of ballots out of the trucks that came directly from the airport. Now, there's a movie that also showed another aspect of the steal, and that was where the DNC hired thousands of people around the country to go to DNC offices, pick up mail-in ballots, and drop them into the boxes. Dinesh D'Souza made a film called 2,000 Mules, in which he and his team were able to get surveillance video and GPS tracking of the mules, the people who were hired to turn in the late mail-in ballots. And they showed 2,000 of these mules, people, actually going to the boxes, dropping the ballots in, looking around to make sure no one was watching, taking a picture of themselves at the drop box, proof that they had done what they were paid to do. That's how they got paid. They had to have a picture of themselves at each box. And they tracked these people by their smartphones going from box to box, dropping in the ballots, going to the DNC offices, picking up the ballots. This is all documented. And when the liberal media saw this, they said it's a hoax, it's a conspiracy theory. There's nothing to it. But it's absolute, incontrovertible proof that the election was stolen. Everyone in D.C., all the top Democrats, I don't know about the lower level scum Democrats, if they know it, but everyone at the top level knows it was stolen, not only in the Democrat Party, but the Republican Party. They all know it was stolen. All the top liberal media thugs, criminals, traitors, all know it. And they're all in it. It's a gigantic conspiracy. Now, even though the witch from hell stole the election, has her puppet in office, and she is the acting president of the United States Corporation, she still isn't satisfied. She is still incredibly bitter and angry that Trump won, beat her, even though she cheated. He beat her. She cannot get over this. And she was promised by the Rockefeller crime family back in the 90s when she was the president and sick, dim-witted jackass Bill Clinton was her puppet and had nothing to do with the government, made no decisions of any kind, took her orders 100% of the time. They promised her that she would be the first female president of the United States Corporation and the greatest power in the history of the world. Trump kept her from that. Now, can you imagine you're a megalomaniac, you want to rule the world, and the stepping stone to ruling the world is stealing the White House, and some guy, some billionaire who you've known for decades comes in and keeps you from getting it. She is still white hot angry, and she's doing everything in her power to destroy the current, real, true president of the United States Corporation, Donald John Trump, from living in the White House and taking the duties of the president. And she is trying to frame him to keep him from being able to run in 2024. Now, do you say you'd want to explain how she goes about sneaking back into the White House.
Yeah, it's very simple. She, she frames people. She uses puppets. She kills people. To give just one example of how she sneaks into the back into office. Now, many years ago, I think everybody listening is well aware of JFK Jr., the son of the late President John F. Kennedy, whose plane was actually destroyed. What was it over? It was in Maine, right?
It was just off the coast of Massachusetts just before he was going to land at the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport. She paid to have his plane blown up right in front of their compound as a signal to the Kennedys. Stay the hell out of politics. I'm running America. I'm going to be president, not some spoiled brat son of John Kennedy.
Right. And JFK Jr. actually, you know, he certainly did not live a very morally exemplary life, but nonetheless, I mean, he was a man of the people. I mean, he had integrity. And, you know, he actually wanted to, make a change in American politics for the better. And obviously, you know, if he gotten the New York Senate seat, and he would have definitely, been on his way to actually leading the Democratic Party in the presidential election. So obviously, you know, he was way more popular in the DNC than Hitler-y. So obviously Hitler-y had to get rid of, like Ron was saying, had to get rid of him and scare the Kennedys. And, you know, they have the whole Clinton family. You know, Hillary has a track record of killing off many, many different people. Remember Vince Foster, and I remember the whole thing with the Whitewater real estate scam that went awry. She and Bill had Vince Foster killed, because if he was alive, he would have spilled the beans on all the shady financial dealings, especially with real estate, that the Clintons were involved in. And also, this was actually back in 1992, the first time that Sickle Willery was running for the presidency of the United States. There was an investigative journalist, was it Danny Casolaro, Ron?
Yeah, Danny Casolaro. He was found in, I think, West Virginia in a bathtub. And all 10 of his fingernails had been ripped out. And they claimed he committed suicide. Well, what very few people understand is whenever someone commits suicide, they torture themselves as much as possible, pulling out fingernails, toenails, bashing themselves in the head with a blunt instrument, etc., before they commit suicide. This is the standard operating procedure for everyone who commits suicide associated with the Clintons. They always torture themselves first. This is the insanity of this world, that people who were obviously tortured and murdered are considered to have committed suicide just because the Clintons were involved. Now, let me tell you what the witch from hell has planned. If she steals the election this year in November and she keeps the House, steals the Senate, the first thing she's going to do is have Harris resign due to some controversy. Just like Spiro Agnew resigned under Nixon because of tax evasion. Now, I do not know what scandals Harris has in her background that would be powerful enough to have her resign. If she doesn't have any scandals, Clinton would just have her murdered. It's as simple as that. Once Harris is out of the way, she will have her puppet, China Joe Biden, choose her as the new VP, and her bought and paid for House and Senate will confirm her. Once she's confirmed, then she'll have her puppet, China Joe Biden, resign due to health problems, and she will become the second unelected president of the United States Corporation after Gerald Ford. That is the plan. Now, if she can pull that off, she will then go after Trump, his entire family, all of the people close to him. She will have them all SWAT teamed, taken to Gitmo, where they will be held indefinitely, most likely until they're dead. And they will be tortured daily, just like the so-called hijackers of 9/11, when they were taken to Gitmo and tortured, waterboarded and other things, until they're dead. If that doesn't trigger a civil war, she will continue her reign of terror and will start to round up tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, or even millions of Republicans and conservatives around the country and put them in what's currently called the COVID camps. And a lot of people don't realize there are dozens of camps around the country being built right now to house people who refuse to take the COVID vaccines. And there's enough room for millions of people to be put in these camps. That's what the plan is. Now, whether she can pull it off, we don't know. Go ahead, Saeed.
I was going to mention, the one thing that the liberal media have been putting forward a lot is about these classified files of pertaining to Trump and his presidency. Now, it's interesting how how not only how fake is phony politics in the United States corporation, the just absolute hypocrisy of the liberal media. And it was even verified by the FBI that during the whole email scandal, the servers that Hitler was using illegally, especially to drum up campaign contributions, which was totally illegal, incidentally, and she should have gotten to jail for it. I mean, those were crimes that she would definitely be, if she was tried, would definitely be felonies against her. She was basically using government servers for illegal purposes, and the FBI even substantiated that charge against her, saying that they were improperly used. The emails were, there were certain emails that were definitely improperly used by Hillary. Now, the thing about it is, she didn't even go to jail because of that, although she should have. And now the liberal media is making a big ruckus about classified files pertaining to Donald Trump, which are not inflammatory at all of any nature. Again, they're just typing this up to tarnish the image of Donald Trump when it's already being legally proven that Hillary, of all people, she's the one guilty of mishandling classified information. Once again, using government server emails properly. Goes to show the hypocrisy of media in regards to Trump and Hillary. Well, I mean, the hypocrisy against Trump and the hypocrisy for Hillary in this matter, because it's so obvious. The woman is definitely guilty of felonies, and once again, they'll never try her. They'll never put her in jail, but they will do it to Donald Trump. Because that's, once again, that's a part of the...
Now, let me take you back to 1993, when the Witch from Hell became the acting president of the United States Corporation, and her puppet, Sicko Willie the Rapist, had nothing to do with the government. Just look up Filegate on the Wikipedia website, and you'll get a rundown of a crime which she should have been prosecuted for, sent to prison for at least 10 years, if not more. She sent one of her thugs, Craig Livingstone, and one of her lawyers, William H. Kennedy III, to the FBI, and they demanded what's called background reports on over 1,000 individuals in America, the top politicians, actors, generals, businessmen, etc. Those files were never returned. She still has them. And she's been using them to blackmail key people in America. Now, if you've got over 1,000 raw data FBI files on over 1,000 people, you have unbelievable amount of power. You can get just about anyone to do anything you want. Now, that was just the first step. She started putting her people in key positions, not only in the FBI, but the CIA, Department of State, all the major cabinet administrations, et cetera, the NSA. She put her people in literally hundreds or thousands of key positions in government, and she has almost total control over the government, and it doesn't matter who the president is, she controls the bureaucracy. That's why when a president Trump was in office, he could get very little done because the bureaucrats refused to do what he wanted them to do. And most of the top people in the cabinet positions were Clintonites who he didn't, had no idea were working for her. That's why once he found out, he fired them. That's why he had so many cabinet people fired. We're in about 5 seconds. We're going off the live broadcast. You can listen to the rest on the archives. Now, this is rarely mentioned. In fact, I don't think even Fox mentions the fact that she illegally obtained raw data files from the FBI, and no one done a study to show how many people in the Obama administration were Clintonites, how many people in the illegal China Joe Biden administration were Clintonites, and how many people in the Trump administration were Clintonites. All you have to do is look at the top people in all those administrations. Go to Wikipedia, look up their background, and you'll find that almost all of the key people at one time or another worked for the Clintons.
Right.
Go ahead, Saeed.
I was going to say, yeah, it's obvious, you know, Filegate, you know, all the files she had on people, she used, again, you know, nobody knows about these facts. And it's you know, the fact is, it's so obvious that, you know, way back decades, more than a decade ago, the Clintons were involved in the improper obtaining of files regarding the political public figures. And now they're making a big issue about Trump having classified files, which is nothing compared to what the Clintons have obtained illegally on other people. But again, they're not going to mention these facts. And of course, the vast majority of the sheeple will never know about Filegate, even though it's right there on Wikipedia. They'll still will never know about it because, again, the media is so unabashedly one-sided and biased against Trump. And it's interesting, you know, when Clinton was running in 1992 at the behest, of course, of the Bush crime family, because remember, the Bush crime family and the Clinton crime family work hand in hand. It was actually Bush who decided to not be the president and gave the mantle over to Bill and the Clintons, because that's who they he wanted to be as his handpicked successors to run the country. And the Clintons and the Bushes have a very sordid history, especially going back all the way to the CIA, because, you know, Bush Senior, obviously, he was a director of the CIA, and they were also funneling drugs into the MENA, Arkansas airport when Clinton was governor of Arkansas. They were making a huge amount of money. That is the Clintons. And now, of course, the Bushes were making a lot of money, but obviously the Clintons were making a lot of money because of the Bush crime family. But when he was running in 1992, when all of these allegations were coming about in regards to Bill Clinton's personal life, the media kept it all undercover. They silenced any exposure of what was going on. And going back to what we mentioned about Danny Casolaro, you know, when he was killed by the at the orders of the Bush family, Danny Casolaro obviously had files about the Clintons, about all their sordid details, including MENA, Arkansas, and all the drug dealing that was going on. And obviously, if those files had been, you know, put out, obviously, Clinton would never even have seen the light of day as president of the United States Corporation. But again, it just shows you the whole one-sidedness of the media. And just like with the whole Epstein case, now, like, with how the media is buried the whole Jeffrey Epstein case, especially because of the fact that of all his co-conspirators, the biggest one of them all was actually Bill Clinton, along with Alan Dershowitz and others. But Bill Clinton had flown on Epstein's personal private plane more than 40 times. And it was even reported by the pilot that he had seen Bill Clinton on that plane more than a dozen times. So obviously, you know, the media silences anything and everything that is incriminatory towards the Clinton family. And, of course, the Clintons do their level best to keep that information from the mass public, too.
I'm going to do a brief summary of the Clintons and the Bushes. Back when Bill was a puppet governor of Arkansas, he was recruited by George Poppy Daddy Bush to run cover for the Iran-Contra drug smuggling, where they brought in the drugs from Central America into the MENA airport. And Sick Willie's job was to keep the local police from nosing around and stumbling across the drug smuggling. And he did a great job. It went on for many years, and he was paid billions of Federal Reserve notes, which he kept, him and his partner in crime, Hillary, kept in offshore bank accounts, which he later used for the run for the White House. But the Clintons were under the Bushes. There was the Rockefellers, the Bushes, and the Clintons. That was the pecking order. But when George Poppy Daddy Bush and his partner in crime died, you know, mommy and daddy died, that left Jeb and baby Bushka in charge of the Bushka crime family, and neither one of them have the brain power to run it. And Dick Cheney is running it, but he was demoted by the Rockefellers, and the Clintons were promoted, and now the Clintons are the number one crime family under the Rockefeller crime family. And Hillary, obviously the head of the Clinton crime family, is running the country for John D. Rockefeller Four Sticks, who retired from the Senate several years ago when his uncle David died and went to hell. He couldn't be in the Senate and run the empire. Now, he is allowing Hillary to do whatever she wants. And apparently he has no conscience whatsoever of what she's doing. He's in favor of it. And so that's why I'm predicting that if she steals the election and becomes the fake phony president coming in the back door, she will turn America into a satanic dictatorship, and basically all hell will break loose upon the patriots. And it will be a Hail Mary beyond anything you've ever seen. It will make the Bolshevik Revolution from 1905 and then 1917 look like a Girl Scout picnic.
Right.
Just get ready. Go ahead, Saeed.
I was going to say the most damaging thing she will do to the United States, like we mentioned before, was trying to prevent was massive illegal immigration, because obviously all the illegal immigrants will obviously vote for the Democrat Party and for Clinton. So obviously there was going to be a massive flood of illegal immigrants coming to the United States once he takes total control of this country. And then definitely the whole demographics will be completely altered, which will never allow patriots to regain control of the United States.
Yeah, if she succeeds, America is doomed. The only way of undooming America is through a civil war. And millions, tens of millions of people will die. Nuclear weapons could possibly be used. It will be absolute total chaos, a catastrophe, disaster. That's what I'm telling everyone. Prepare now. Get as much food together as you can. Get the equipment to survive. Get small solar panels that you can use just to have enough to keep your refrigerator going. Learn how to live off the land. If you've got a backyard, learn how to grow some food, a little garden. The best thing, if you can have chickens, get as many laying hens as you can and with a lot of chicken feed, and you can live off eggs for months or even years. As long as you've got enough feed for them, or if you have enough grass or whatever they eat, you can live off their eggs for a very, very long time. And to supplement that, the easiest thing to do is buy a lot of seeds that you can sprout and get the sprouting equipment. And with the chicken eggs and the sprouts, you can literally live off of those two things for years. You just have to, the only other thing you need is a supply of water. You need the barrels to catch rainwater, store it. You need something to filter the water, etc. But it does not take a lot to be able to survive for months or even years, as long as you've got a big enough backyard for some chickens. That's the best way of going when things get tough. Now, obviously, you want to store up as much food as you can, rice, beans, dried fruit, nuts, etc., as much of that as you possibly can. But you've got to get ready, because things are going to get really bad. And you need to get on the internet and start doing some research and find out that around the world today, because of the COVID hoax, there are people starving to death by the tens of thousands every single day. In Asia, Africa, Central South America, Mexico, etc. In Germany, there's so little resources now for heating, home heating, that people are literally going into the woods and cutting wood to burn. That's what they did, you know, a couple hundred years ago, before coal and obviously oil and other electricity, et cetera, was around. The people would go into the forest and scavenge for wood to put in their fireplace and for cooking. That's what they're doing now in Germany. We've only got about a minute left on the archive. Any last comments, Saeed?
Yeah, I think that Ron's point is very important. We have to be self-sufficient. Everybody has to be self-sufficient. Don't be a slave to the New World Order. Boycott all their products. And Ron will actually direct you to the webpage where you can get all the information you need to avoid the NWO as much as possible.
Okay, First Aid and FreeWillFilmWorks.com. This is Ron signing off and saying, never raise the white flag. Okay, Sade.